In the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, in volume 16. This is letter number 5976, Baruch Hashem. The 8th of Tevis, Tavshin Yud Ches, Brooklyn, Sholem Uvracha. So, this was apparently, there was some worry and fear about somebody was going through difficulty trying to, establish the Chabad or the learning, something to do, and he was writing to the Rebbe in great worries that there are objections or difficulties, and the Rebbe says, you don't have to worry, there is no room for fear, and you should be confident that everything will work out in the right way. So let's see what the Rebbe writes. So the Rebbe says, I'm responding to your letter from the second day of Rosh Chodesh with that was enclosed therein, in which you write about the debates and the questions, .. So the Rebbe says, but we have been promised with a complete promise as written from my father-in-law, the Rebbe, the Mittler Rebbe's words. So the Rebbe is referring to the promise which his father-in-law quotes from the Mittler Rebbe as it pertains to the Alter Rebbe, that because of the self-sacrifice of the Alter Rebbe for the teaching of Chassidus, they ruled in the heavenly court. That whenever, this is a very famous, the Rebbe quotes this all the time, that whenever there is a matter of Torah, or Yirat Shamayim, or good character traits, any positive matter in Yiddishkeit, those who are connected, tied, and those who follow the Rebbe will always be on the top. So the Rebbe says, you don't have to get worried. You'll come out okay. And it's obvious, the Rebbe said, there is no room for fear, a spirit of fear, God forbid, in which you write those lines in your letter. You were expressing in your letter a tremendous fear. So the Rebbe says, there is no room for fear. We know we have the guarantee that whenever it comes to matters of Yiddishkeit, we will prevail. And the Rebbe said, but you already yourself saw in the past that there were many obstacles, there were many things that interfered, and they were not any less than this that you're going through now. And on the contrary, they were even bigger. And yet, didan notzach, we were victorious. You overcame because this is the necessity of the hour, to spread the wellsprings to the outside. Apparently, I'm going to guess that there was an objection from some of maybe the Sephardic leaders that the Chabad, and maybe this was in Israel, was teaching the Sephardi young man, Chassidus, and that wasn't their tradition. So the Rebbe says, now it's the demand of the hour, the necessity to spread the wellsprings to the outside, especially amongst our brethren, the Sephardic people, just some generations ago, they were the beauty, they were the praise, the pride, the name, the great rabbis and community of the Sephardic community, and it is only because of the difficult times that the situation changed not in a positive way. That Rebbe was referring to the fact that we have all of the all of the tzuras we had in the Arab countries and in the different places. So a lot of them were denied the opportunity to be able to do that. So the situation has changed. But this increases even more the privilege, the merit of all those who can bring back this condition to the way it used to be. So when you are reaching out to the Sephardic community, that's actually bringing them back to the way they were. And the Rebbe says this actually brings up, especially the Rebbe says, when we talk about the luminary of Chassidus, that to bring them back into the study of Chassidus, and the Rebbe says that in the older generation, this was the inheritance, the Sephardic, they learned the esoteric part of Torah. They learned the Zohar, matters of Kabbalah. And the Rebbe says it's obvious. So the fact that there is objections, the fact that there's difficulties, and there's debates, so the Rebbe says, don't be worried, don't be afraid, because we know that we, in the end, will succeed. The Rebbe said it was especially pleasant to me to read about the Fabrengen of the special clear Devitus Kislev and the dividing of the Talmud, the Shas, later on Hanukkah. And the Rebbe says these two ideas, Yutus Kislev and Hanukkah, are connected, obviously connected, because the miracle of Hanukkah was with oil. Oil in the Zohar is explained that that represents the esoteric of the esoteric. And we put it specifically on the entrance of our home on the outside. That means that is the secret of the secret of Torah, to give it to the intellect which is outside, which is the animal intellect. In other words, you're teaching Chassidus so that even the human being will be able to understand some of it. That means that you're illuminating the outside, you're impacting the Nefesh HaBahamis. And the Rebbe prays that these matters of Yitzchak Kislev, which is the Rosh Hashanah for the study of Chassidus and the ways of Chassidus, and as the specific language, we call it the Rosh, the head, not the Tchila, not the beginning. The head includes in it and extends vitality to the entire limbs of the body, which in this case would mean the year, because this is the head, Yitzchak Kislev is the head, and the rest of the year are the limbs of the body. So this energy that we bring down in the head includes and extends life to all days of the year. It should be in the revealed and open level with blessings for good news. So there was something going on over there, which I don't know exactly, but the Rebbe told them not to worry, and the Rebbe says they will prevail, and the Rebbe says especially the activity amongst the Sephardic people who were very much involved in the study of the esoteric, they used to be great, and just because of the condition of the times and, you know, a lot of oppression in the Arab countries, and it was very difficult, so they lost some of their specialty. But the Rebbe says it's a special mitzvah to bring them back to their original state, to give back these Sephardic communities and the people there some of their insight. And the Rebbe blesses him for good news.